Cardiff, this is Kevin.
Yes, Kevin. My name is Luis Gomez. I just opened my mail and I received a brochure that came from Cardiff.
Okay.
And I have some questions. You're offering like $250,000 unsecured loan. How would you take your money back?
It's an automatic payment. Depending on the program, it depends. Would you be looking for a cash loan, unsecured cash loan, like you just mentioned, or are you looking to purchase equipment? What would the money be used for?
It's actually to pay bills, or to put a good cash flow in the system.
It's coming. Okay.
The business is suffering with our cash flow. It won't allow us to, you know, put any more money into growth and improve the cash flow, you know.
Okay.
That's what I need to do.
Okay. So what happens is we take that amount that you're looking to borrow, whether it's a 250 or whether it's 150 or even over 250. I mean, you may qualify for much more. We deposit that into your checking account, and then we set up an automatic ACH payment every weekly. It might be every Friday, it might be every Tuesday. It just kind of depends on the account. What type of business are you? What do you do?
It's a restaurant.
Okay. And what would you say your average monthly deposits look like into your business checking account?
Oh, you're talking about taking the credit card sales?
No. Your average deposits into your checking account. Like what gets deposited? Whether it comes from credit cards, whether it's cash deposits, whether it's, you know, client ATMs, you know, how much money, you know, goes into your account every month. Now I know that I'm not talking about, you know, average balances, because I know money comes in, money goes out, but how much would you say you deposit on a monthly basis? And the reason we ask that is part of the underwriting for these types of loans, you know, we're looking at the current status of your business. It's not weighted significantly on your personal credit or your business credit. We're simply trying to get a good idea of, you know, what your business is looking like today. And the way that, you know, we kind of get the best idea of that is, you know, what types of sales are you bringing in every month right now?
Yeah, let me take a look at my latest sales report. Okay, 60. It's right around 60,000 monthly.
Okay. So about 720 a year.
Pretty much, yeah.
Roughly. Okay. Good stuff. So, yeah, I mean, you would definitely qualify. Do you think you would want the full 250 or?
Yeah, if we were to get, $200,000. The payback on that, the payments on that, it's I get invoiced every month, or how does that happen? How do you get it back?
The payment?
Yeah.
So we set up, like I mentioned earlier, we set up a automatic payment that will come out of your account once a week.
Okay, once a week, weekly.
Correct.
Okay, how much would you take once a week?
It really just depends. I mean, once we get you approved, we'll kind of go over some numbers and decide, you know, how you want to set it up. You know, obviously, the longer you borrow the money, the more it's going to cost you. But the longer you borrow the money, the smaller the payment. So once we get you approved, you know, we'll you and I would both work together to kind of fine tune the payment that's going to work best for you based on your budget, what you're looking to use the money for, what you feel like you can afford, that's, we're not going to give you a payment and say, here, take it or leave it. You know, we're going to give you a payment based on, you know, our underwriting and what we feel is best for you. Just basically looking at numbers. And then, you know, it's up to you to decide, no, I want something longer. I want something shorter. This is my ultimate goal. And we'll work with you to fine tune that.
Oh, okay. Well, let me work up a budget. And so, because I don't want to go over my head, you know, I want to make sure that there's going to be money available. If it's a weekly, it'd be a little too difficult for me to handle.
Why is that?
Because it's not all equal. Some weeks I have more that comes in than others.
Right.
So.
But are you finding, I mean, for one, remember, you're going to have a big influx of cash, right? So yeah. one of the reasons for this is to keep your average balance similar throughout the month, so you don't have this big up and down, right?
Yeah.
Oh, so realistically, whether we take it every week or whether we take it once a month, it shouldn't be a big deal, because this is a program that's supposed to help you have that extra cash in your bank to help you sleep better at night, to not have to worry about whether you have money in your account or not.
That's right. Uh-huh.
So,
okay.
Whether it's
some numbers that I'm going to be, do a little bit, of planning, okay?
Sure.
Because I just saw this that came in, and I said, well, let me see if it fits. If it fits the way that we do business, and that's why I want to see if we have to change or what we have to do. For me to get into a commitment.
So now, there's a 16-digit reservation code on that form. Can I get that from you in an email, and I'll email you the information that we're going to need from you if you decide to move forward, and then I'll make sure that I have my direct phone number in that email for you?
Yeah, sure. Ready?
Yep.
251117010. 0052-2723.
Esmogen, is that how you pronounce it?
That's correct.
All right, let's see here. And what is your name, sir?
I'm sorry?
What is your name, sir?
Lewis, L-U-I-S.
Okay, and what is the best phone number for you?
985-974-8495.
Okay, and email?
It's l.gomez.1410@gmail.com.
All right. Are you in front of the computer now?
No.
Okay, no problem. I typically, if you are, I want to make sure that you receive the email before I get off the phone,
No, I'm not. I'm away from it right now.
Okay, no problem. Let me give you my, I'll give you my mobile in case for some reason the email doesn't go through.
All right.
Again, my name is Kevin.
Okay.
And my mobile is 949-533-7329.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And have you completed your 2015 tax return?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay, perfect. So all we would need, I'm sending you the email with the form for you to fill out. I'll need 6 months of your business bank account statements and your 2015 tax return. And that's it. Very, very simple process.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. You got it. You have a great day.
All right. You do. Bye.